final score here from Mellon Park in Rugby Championship 1 was Omagh 17, Portadown 12. So a tremendous result here for the home side. That now means that they're only a point behind Portadown, with Portadown having played a game more. It was a very exciting finish. At one stage, after 58 minutes, Omagh led by 17 points to 5, and they were very unlucky not to get a fourth try and get their bonus point. A few strange decisions by the referee inside the 22, and I felt that Portadown had killed the ball at least three times, but he saw it differently to me and the Omagh supporters. But however, they then come back, and they were given a bit of a lifeline whenever Omagh won a very good scrum, and their number 8 picked up and was going well, but the pass went loose. It was hacked forward, and eventually a bit of a melee at the line, and it was their centre, Chris Woods, who went over. Fullback Clark Cousins converted, so that brought it back to 17 points to 12 and meant that Portadown had a losing bonus point. They put in a lot of pressure in the last 3 or 4 minutes, and some very good defence by Omagh held them out, especially in the right-hand corner when their winger looked to be over. So at one stage, you know, Portadown were probably thinking that they could have snatched the game from Omagh. It was Omagh it was Portadown who started the strongest in the first 10 minutes, but the Omagh defence held firm. And then after both out halves, Mark Orr and Neil McLean, were guilty of missing pretty easy penalties, but that it didn't seem to matter. But after 26 minutes, Omagh then took the lead whenever play on the right and winger Neil Brown, he went over in a corner to make it 5-0. 6 minutes later, a pick-up by number 8, James Catherson, in front of post, forced a penalty. Stuart McCain took the kick, but it hit the post and come out left, but Omagh re-gathered and fed the ball right, and Catterson still out in the backs, he went over wide out, and that made it 10-0. I should add at that particular time that Omagh out half Neil McLean had been sin-binned for a late tackle, and his team scored twice while he was away. Unfortunately, he wasn't there to take the conversion. So that was 10-0 to Omagh at half time. 8 minutes into the second half, Portadown had their first score when pressure in the Omagh 22, and eventually it was their wing forward Dermot O'Kane who got over, making it 10-5. That remained until the 58th minute, whenever Omagh had their third score. Again, a great drive by Catterson, their number 8, up the line, and hooker Mark Brown, he burrowed over. This time, out half Neil McLaren, he put the ball over 17 points to 5, and Omagh at this stage were going all out for their fourth try and secure the bonus point, but that didn't happen. But as you say, in the last 5 minutes, Portadown came back with a try, which was converted to make it 17 points to 12, but they will be very happy, certainly at the moment, having gone up to Shane Park and beaten the Stolians, and now the league leaders come to Mellon Park and they've won by 17 points to 12. And certainly this season for Omagh seems to be building well. A lot of very useful players on the team on the Omagh side. And certainly I thoroughly enjoyed the game today. Very competitive by both sides. And certainly it's great to see the standard of this Rugby Championship 1. So the final score from Mellon Park and Omagh was Omagh 17, Portadown 12.